Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire. Let's get you taken care of.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac extra value meal for $8. That means two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries, and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour of Coach podcast, where we bring you the best mental coaches, fitness experts, teachers, players, everything from my journey in the game of golf to help you learn to play better golf, teach better golf, and enjoy the game. Come on in. We're going to have some fun.
All right. So joining me here on the Tour Coach, two of my faves. Connor, you've been on the podcast so much lately, I think you're starting to get your own one here. I mean, look at what happens to you when you start being clean shaven and tidying up the
Not today. I got the scruff.
Yeah, but it's better than it was. Anyways, and Wayne Flint. So Connor Luke and Wayne Flint. And Wayne, I was going to tell you where the premise of this started was, you know, last week I had Peter Kessler on the podcast. And you remember Peter, obviously, all those days. Yeah. You and I had dinner with Peter one time in Orlando down there. Great dinner. And certainly he says some things that can be, he can ruffle some feathers, I guess is the way to say it here or there. But his love of the game and his love of golf and the experience that he had with all those people on that Golf Academy Live is unreal. And he told some great stories. And I told him, though, that when I first started teaching under you and Hank, and then I got asked to do the radio, his show was the model for me. I remember telling you that. And I always put on the radio, my goal was always to help golfers of any skill level that wanted to get better, to give them access to the best information and the best people that maybe they weren't in their town or whatever, but where they could get great information. And you know, the podcast, we go down a bunch of different roads and we talk about a bunch of different things. But I really wanted to make an effort to make sure we get back to doing that some, because that's what got us started down this road as dew sweepers, if you will, and all of us doing this stuff together. And ultimately is what created a place for Connor, because if it wasn't for all that, we probably wouldn't be doing it. And I thought it was interesting. Like so many of the people, can't break 100 or can't break 90, can't, and then break 80. And I saw a series and, yeah, I don't know if it was Golf or Digest, to be honest. I'd probably get in trouble for not knowing which one. But, you know, it's break 100, break 90, break 80. And I thought we'd kind of do a little series on this and bring some different people in. But, Wayne, I said, you want to do break 100, break 90, and tell me what you said. I thought this was so indicative of, one, the truth, but, two, how you teach and why you've been successful for so long.
Well, Tony, I mean, you know, I have people all the time that'll say that to me. And, you know, my answer is always the same. I mean, 190, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the kind of golf we want to play. We want to get good. And, you know, I look at people and if they've got some physical ability and they don't have, you know, any big problems with their body, they should all be able to figure out how to break 90 easily, be shooting in the 80s. And then I think you start mixing in more and more and more work, a little bit more precision in your work. And, you know, the next thing you know, you got people shooting, you know, 77, 78, and they're having a lot of fun playing golf. So, you know, I, you know, some people say, well, I hear you don't teach beginners very often. Well, I mean, as you know, I teach a lot of beginners.
You do. You do.
I teach a lot of people who've never touched a golf club. I taught 7 hours today already, and two of them are people that can't break 110, and they've played for 2 weeks. So, but, you know, I guess I get known as the guy who doesn't teach beginners because I don't let my beginners stay beginners. I force that issue, and, you know, I make them learn to do things that are important to getting better and shooting lower scores. And, you know, back to Peter Kessler, the time we spent with him, and, you know, we were with him 3-4 hours, and we were talking, and, you know, we were driving to dinner, and he said, he forgot my name, and he said, well, what, he just called me the grip, because I talked about how important I thought grip was, and, you know, even back then, I taught a lot of people.
We do call you grip, man. And I do say, whenever you come to one of our things, somebody needs a grip change, I send them to Wayne Flynn.
Wayne, yeah. So, you know, I did a lot of that work today with two of my beginners that can't play golf at all at this point. But, you know, I've got their hands going on the club correctly, and I got to doing it time and time and time again. And, you know, it's amazing when you just work on some simple things like grip and posture, and then I introduce pivot, you know, back, and then introduce pivot on the way through.
So, yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, once you introduce those fundamentals, man, good stuff starts happening. Low points start happening in the same place, and hand and wrist and arm functions start to work a little bit. And, you know, to get them to be able to break 80, maybe you have to train them a little further along in those areas. But to get them off and running, that's really all you have to do.
What I want to do is I want to do 10 things. Okay. So I'm going to start with you, Wayne. We're going to pick, and we'll each just go around the horn as you see it here on the video, and then Connor and then me, and we'll just go through. And so, Wayne, number one thing you would get advice somebody that wants to learn to break 190, where would you start with them? You touched on it. Summarize it for us. Where would you go? What do you do?
I would certainly look at how they place their hands on the golf club. The first connection is your hands to the implement, to the club. And I would look at that first. I think that's number one. And, you know, you hear a lot of people and a lot of teachers out there and saying, well, I don't look at the grip at all. Well, okay. And I understand what they're saying a little bit.
No,
but
if someone's coming
to you and they can't hit it at all, you have to start somewhere. So I start with how they put their hands on the golf club. I train them how the hands go on there, and then I start to show them how the wrist hinge function starts to work so that the hands can start working as a unit and start to control the club. So I think that's number one.
Awesome. And we'll put this stuff up on YouTube as well. We'll write these tips down and put it out there. I might put Connor in charge of that. Connor, number two, where would you start? Make somebody break 100 or 90.
Yeah, I'd start him with a wedge from 40 or 50 yards and teach him a pitch shot.
That's great.
And I like to explain to people, like, you put the face behind the ball, and where the face is pointed, I mean, that's where the ball is going to start, and that's where it's going to go with the wedge. And then they have an understanding of, you know, if you're really a beginner, like, okay, that's what's controlling the club. Because, like, a lot of people come from sports like baseball or soccer where, you know, there isn't a face. If you come from tennis, it's a little easier to understand. But, yeah, and so, you know, you learn to hit a pitch shot, keep your feet in the ground, and see the ball go in the air. And then from there, it gets, you know, you can work it up.
Well, the other thing about that, too, to elaborate on what you said, is so much people that shoot 190 or 90 in those that get so many 30, 40, 50-yard pitch shots.
Oh, geez.
And – Wayne remembers the gentleman I'm going to talk about. Peter Sanders, our good friend, who started Shot by Shot back in the day, and he was on the radio with me a zillion times, likes a good glass of red wine too. And he used to talk about eliminating errors inside 50 yards and 100 yards, and that the 100 handicap, 100 shooter, 90 shooter made all these errors inside there, meaning that they didn't get it on the green. And if you can teach people doing what you just talked about, Connor, to get the ball up on the green, hit a proper pitch, I mean, they're going to shoot lower scores.
For sure.
Right? Right. So that's a great point. I would start, I agree with Wayne. And I, from a golf swing perspective, I would start with the pivot. Obviously, that's kind of what I've got known for, and I teach a lot of it. But I think, like with Wayne, I know where he was going with putting that grip on there and getting that club to be able to hinge and work up and down the plane. I think I think in the top 10, after they get that ability and they can pitch it, really going along with you, Connor, on pitching, I think teaching them to pitch it using their pivot, develop the ability. I go back to what Wayne and Hank, Wayne told me, sat me down over a pitcher beer, writing stuff down on a napkin 20-something years ago. But that was, if you can get them to turn back a little over their right leg or trail leg, you can teach them to turn through a little bit and get that low point in front of the ball, you're going to make a lot of people better. And I still – that's where I started 20-something years ago. I still do that in the hitting bay at Old Palm. Had somebody the other day, making them hit, learning to wind their body up a little bit, unwind their body through, getting the low point in front is still where I start. So that would be three. Wayno, what would be your next one?
Connor said something when he was talking about the pitch shot, and I think what he finished up saying, he said something about get them to find their feet. I was thinking the feet could be three, and then leading to number four, which is the pivot. So I think, I think the first connection's the hands to the club. I think the second connection's the feet to the ground, and then the third is how to start moving your body back and through, creating a pivot, which will help with the low point. So I think one, two, and three, maybe four is the footwork a little bit, but three and four could be the same. So if I'm trying now to go beyond that, I would probably start to try to get them to practice better. And I think the way to get better at golf is through better instruction. And I think people are starting to seek people out that they read about and they find and they trust that they're going to be good instructors. I think it's a little easier now with the internet and everything to find, people who can help you.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Davis Love said the only two ways to get better was good instruction and effective practice. And he said the only possible way to practice effectively was to practice from a station. So once I build the hands and then I build the pitch shot and the pivot, then I start to give that person a station that's good for them. Maybe get an alignment rod in there that aims the club face at the target, and then another alignment rod at a 90-degree angle where you can start to figure out where the ball position is so that they can figure out how the movement of the body has to go to the right and then back to the left for a right-handed golfer to find the low point of the swing in front of the ball. So I get them to build a station that's designed specifically for them and what they need to learn to do, things that they may not understand or didn't know until they came and took a golf lesson. But then I try to find the place to make them practice effectively.
That's brilliant. Really good stuff there, Wayne O'Connor. You're number five.
All right. So, if they can make a little bit of a pivot and hit a pitch shot, I think you got to teach them to hinge the club, because I think
– Wayne already did that with grip.
But did they hinge it, or did they just have their hands on that?
Wayne, did you teach them to hinge it?
Well, when I put their hands on there, I put the top hand on first, the bottom hand on second, and then I teach them where the pressure is. I think I said this a couple podcasts ago, that you apply pressure of your hands to the club and then pressure of your hands to each other. And I think if the pressure in the hands toward each other is good, then you can teach them how the wrist hinge function starts, and then okay. that starts to hinge and bend the trail arm and so on and so forth. So,
all right, so back to you, Connor. So you're going to teach him to hinge it, learn to hinge it up the plane's face and stuff?
Yeah, hinge it, and then, I mean, I think just thinking about a guy I had the other day, like you can hit it out of the fairway or the rough if you can make a pivot and have the club head fairly square. I mean, and up here you got to be able to hit it out of the rough. And I think, yeah, that's where I'd go next, because it works for, you know, it's great for anybody. Like, I mean, even if you can shoot in the 80s, that's the biggest thing for me after a pitch shot, moving through the ball.
I think I know it's good. I think I would go with this one. I'm always looking at low hanging fruit. I think I would go with lag putting. Wayne and I talked about this. Wayne's got a great story about a junior that had been three putting 6, 7, 8 times, going to a former player, supposedly teaching putting. And I mean, this kid's three putting 8 times in 9. And Wayne gave his basic lesson on putting, and it, you know, she went down to 1 per 9. Like, that's
huge.
6, 7, 8 shots, right? And Wayne, I think you'd agree with me. Like, I see lots of golfers hit it way better than their score, because they're so, I mean, they just three putt so much. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, some of them are reasonable inside 8, 10 feet, but not very good at all outside that. And they get lots of 30 footers, and then they hit them 10 feet by. So, and I think this kind of dovetails with where Wayne went with effective practice. Like, part of practicing too is spending a little bit of time having a process and having a routine to where you can lag putt a little better, get it, and control your speeds on the greens. I think that golfers, I mean, I would think that lots of golfers that shoot over 100 and over 90 probably have more three putts than they want to admit.
Right.
All right, Wayne's number 7. Are you, is this, yeah, you're 7, right?
I think another thing that's really important, if you're just talking about scoring and learning to score better, and I'm going to get off of my fundamental rant here for a second. But I think it's important to have a driving club that's got enough loft on it where you can hit it up in the air and you can put the ball in play. Mm-hmm. You have to have a club that you feel like you can hit a shot with, that a safe club, if you will, and whether that might be your 3-wood or it might be a hybrid, or I certainly think that most beginners play with drivers that don't have enough loft to them. So something that has loft that you can learn how to hit a tee shot in play, using the skills that you're developing fundamentally, like grip and setup and pivot and all those things that we're going to put together as time goes on. But understanding early on that to play the game, it's about managing yourself on the golf course and how to put the ball in play, and understand that how you swing with your swing as it is, what that ball is going to do, and how you're going to continue to try to work to get better. But then when it's time to go play 9 holes, how you can go play 9 holes and not lose 7 or 8 balls, you know, how you can keep working your way around the golf course. So I think, you know, having a club that you're confident in, you can put a decent distance out there off the tee and get the ball in play so you can continue to move forward is a big thing early on.
Excellent. Connor, where would you go next? Add into our top 10.
I mean, they sound like they're a pretty good player at this point. I mean, I think I would probably, from there, I'm going to try to figure out what part of their bodies isn't working very good and try to give them a way to make it better, whether that's their hips or their glutes or their shoulders, you know, whatever it is. I mean, so far the guy can hit it. They can get off the tee. They can hit pitch shots and they can lag putt. I mean, now, you know, you're approaching your ability to shoot in the 90s and high 80s and even better than that. So little ways to get better at home, working on your body and be able to do the things that you know that you can do and that you now you have the idea of how to do it, but being able to do it better.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that we spend so much time, you know, on the front end. I know I do, Wayne and you, on the very first lesson, whether it's, you know, a full screen or what, but we look at their body and what they can, their mobility, stability, flexibility. I'm super excited. I know coming out in the next couple of weeks, Colby Touye's got an unbelievable app coming out that's going to allow us to be able to screen people and give them specific exercises and stuff, shoot them right to them on their phone. And I'm excited about the ability to do that. It'll streamline the process a bit, but
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
For this is number 9, correct?
Yeah.
Wow. Right. For number 9, I'll tell you what, I would teach them how to get out of the bunker and make sure they have a good club for the bunker. Right. I'd make sure they've got a good wedge, whether it's a Cleveland or a Titleist. They're the only two that are worth a crap if you're not getting paid to play them. Now, obviously, I've been with Cleveland, and I actually, coming up next week's a podcast I do with Roger himself. And you know, I'd make sure they have a really good wedge with enough bounce, understand the motion and where to place the ball to get out of the bunker. I see too many folks that don't have a good wedge in the bunker, and they get the ball too far back and they're trying to lift and scoop it out and don't understand how to use the bounce, how to use your pivot to throw the sand up on the green, and just basic bunker shots to where they can be proficient, maybe not get up and down every time, but they don't leave them in the bunker and they don't turn a 5 into a 6 or a 7. Wayne, where are we going to wrap this baby up? You've been on a roll. You're on fire today, by the way.
Well, I'm back to the fundamentals now.
So. No way. You're kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's a shock, right? I think another thing that I see a lot of really, really high handicappers do, and again, like Connor said, it goes all the way through people who could still shoot in the 80s and stuff. I think rhythm and balance is a really big thing in golf, mm-hmm. And I don't think it's taught very much. Mm-hmm. But I'm all the time on all of my players trying to get them more in rhythm and more in balance, because mm-hmm. you know, if they're out of rhythm, the sequences are never going to be very good. If they're out of balance, the pivots certainly not going to keep turning because you'd fall down. So, and you have to get people to get their bodies in balance so they can continue to move. And I think you have to get their rhythm under control so the sequences can all line up and be going in the right direction, not working against each other, you know, just swinging your arms and hands real hard and your body shutting down, but trying to get the body turn moving and the body turn pulling on the arms, pulling on the hands, and ultimately pulling on the club so that everything can stay in sequence with each other. And I think that really helps people hit the ball a little bit more solid, a little bit more often. And, you know, let's face it, most solid shots don't curve off the golf course. It's when we, you know, when we really miss hit the ball badly is when the ball gets flying crazy and we lose balls and run the scores up, making triple bogeys and so on.
And I great stuff, Connor, awesome stuff. And I would wrap this up by saying the last thing is spending some time on the golf course with somebody like us that can help you understand how to think, navigate your way around the golf course. I go back to an old saying that we used to have all the time, Wayne, and they would like make aggressive swings at friendly targets or right. conservative targets, right? I see recreational players make scared swings at aggressive targets because they know if they don't hit a perfect shot, they're in a bad place. So, and I don't think that they necessarily understand how really good players think their way around. And so, you know, that's what we spend so much time. I think that's why our junior golfers, Wayno, have gotten so good and they beat the shit out of everybody else because they've been around other, I mean, they do, around other really good, great tour players, and they've learned how to get around the golf course.
Well, they learned that not every target's a super aggressive target.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, they pick friendly targets, friendly clubs, and then they carry it out very aggressively. But
awesome.
You know, and that's all part of learning how to play golf. And I think that's what we all, you know, in our group, I think that's what we do. We do spend a lot of time talking about playing golf and scoring and shooting better. I mean, let's face it, that's the fun of the game. You know, the lower you score, the better, the more fun you have.
Real quick, before we wrap, go. Wayne, you mentioned what you told that girl to help her putting. The quick thing about for everything in line, what's your basics for putting? Because this will help everybody that shoots above 90 and 100 make more short putts.
I love to get the grip in the palm of the hands, and I like to get the shaft to line up with their forearms. And I try to get people to do that with the club in front of them, their elbows slightly touching their tummy, and I try to get the shaft of the putter parallel to the ground. I don't want the club head way up in the air where you can't feel it. I want the shaft parallel to the ground. I want the putting grip in the palms of their hands, and then I like to feel the weight of the putter head. I call it droop. I want to feel the weight of that putter, and I think that's the single biggest thing that helps people with their lag putting, learning how to control the distances when they can feel what the weight of the putter head is doing. I think when you get the putter picked way up and it's straight up in the air, I don't think you can feel the weight. You just know it's up in the air. But when you drop that thing down parallel to the ground, that putter head starts to feel like a sledgehammer out there. You can feel that. Yep. In the tops of your wrist, and you know that puts you in touch with the implement, and you know that I think that's what lets people really start to control the distance that they putt the ball. I mean, and Mr. Runyon taught me that years ago, and I haven't veered much from that over the years. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and it if you can just get people learning to hold the putter correctly, man, I'm telling you, you can turn anyone into a pretty good putter. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's going to be, you know, the number one putter on tour, but everybody can get around in way less than 36 putts around. I can tell you that.
Shout out to that last, you would love it. Peter Kessler talked about Paul Runyon and his chip and his short game stuff. Yeah. And lessons from him. Great stuff. Guys, thanks so much. We're going to do this again. We're going to do another. We're going to do one on how to break 80. This next week. So I know we're going to be looking to all get together again. Connor, thanks so much and keep doing all the good work. Connor, let everybody know how to find you on social media real quick.
Yeah, Connor Luke Golf.
Perfect. On Instagram?
Instagram, yep.
Are you on TikTok yet?
Nope.
Man, you got to get on the talk. All right, Wayne, what about you? Cool, let everybody know where to find you on Instagram and stuff.
I think my Instagram is at Wayne Flint.
Yep.
And then Wayne Flint on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter under Wayne Flint.
Man, that makes it easy. I'm obviously at the Dew Sweeper on Instagram, Dew Sweeper TV on YouTube, and at the Dew Sweeper on TikTok also. How about that? All right, guys, thanks so much. We'll be back next week. More help for everybody's golf game.